So the safe thing for Jews to do is not try to convert Christians, and most of them just didn't. It's not safe. So he started hearing those rumors, right, that the Jews are undermining faith in the gospel, right, which of course means they're speaking for the devil. And then I think the decisive thing is he gives up hope for their conversion, just like when he gives up any hope that Zwingli will be converted or the Pope will see the light. And when you give up hope for someone's conversion in this Christian context, that means you no longer try to persuade them. You no longer try to just argue scripture with them, right? There's no point anymore in preaching to the Jews or arguing with them about scripture. You just have to contain them, prevent them from causing any more harm, do something to ultimately to cleanse Christian society of this contamination. And that's where the real nastiness comes from, right? The Jews, we're still focused on words, right? The Jews are saying things, right, that undermine faith in the word. Therefore, they're contaminating Christendom. They're turning Christians away from God. This is an offense to God. We're going to get in trouble for this. We tolerate this. It's like tolerating a disease in the body politic. There's all this metaphor of uncleanliness and disease, which he uses. Because he argues that to tolerate the lies of the Jews is to acquiesce in those lies and thereby to share in the guilt of blasphemy. It's not just freedom of conscience, right? He's willing, in principle, to affirm freedom of conscience even for Jews. But the problem is they don't just have a conscience. They speak. They teach. And their teaching is blasphemy. We can't allow this. Freedom of conscience doesn't mean much without freedom of speech. But Luther's inner-outer distinction leaves all the freedom for conscience and leaves the realm of speech rather ambiguous. If speech is public, external, then it falls under law, not under freedom of conscience. And blasphemy in particular cannot be tolerated. Not just because it needs to be punished. We have to get into a very ancient mindset here. It's not that you're punishing the blasphemer, right? Blasphemy is offense to God. You have to cleanse the society of this, right? Likewise, especially blasphemy, but also sedition. But blasphemy above all. Blasphemy means using words that offend God. And you have to get rid of that. So they can have their freedom of conscience, but they're not allowed to teach. They're not allowed to study their Bible and Talmud. They're not allowed to teach other Jews how to be Jews, which means really that they're not allowed to be Jewish, right? This inner toleration, this religious toleration for people's consciences doesn't go far enough. You've got to have outward toleration too, or it's not really a toleration that's doing any good. But no. Their speech, their lies, are blasphemy, therefore they cannot be tolerated. Because otherwise the wrath of God will come upon the land for their lies. We dare not tolerate their conduct, says Luther. We dare not tolerate their conduct now that we are aware of their lying and their reviling and their blaspheming. If we do tolerate it, we become sharers in their lies. To witness this and to keep silent is tantamount to doing it ourselves, right? Allowing the blasphemy to take place taints you. You become tainted with the sin of blasphemy too. Right? It's taking place in your community. You are responsible to put a stop for it, to it. So his harsh proposals for dealing with the Jews are not intended as punishment. They're intended as something much worse. They purge the land of the blasphemous lies that provoke the wrath of God. We dare not avenge ourselves, said Luther. Right? The Jews are doing terrible things to us all the time. We'll talk about this. You know, the Jews are always doing these terrible, terrible things to us, but we can't take vengeance on them. That wouldn't be right. But we must cleanse the body politic. It's like cutting off a gangrenous limb, he says at one point. Right? If you've got a limb that's getting gangrene, you cut it off. You get rid of it. Right? It will destroy everything. Right? You don't want to compromise with this awful, awful disease that is causing such a disaster. That's why the recommendation is to burn synagogues, right? He recommends tearing down Jewish houses, but burning Jewish synagogues. Why? Because the synagogue is the place of Jewish speech, Jewish teaching, Jewish lies, Jewish blasphemy. It needs to be cleansed, right? That's the same motive ultimately behind burning heretics, which is not a form of punishment. It's a form of social cleansing, of getting rid of the contamination, so that the wrath of God won't fall upon the community because of this terrible offense. It's a very primitive notion, and it's a very terrible notion.